You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are rejoicing in it. We are glad in it. Thank God for you tuning in to the radio broadcast. It's about time for your miracle. Thank God for this radio station that has made it possible for us to come into your cars and to your homes this morning, on this Friday morning. Hallelujah. I want you to know God is still on the throne. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, God is still on the throne, and you're going to make it. You're going to make it. Hold your head up high. Come on, because God is still on the throne. Shall we go to the throne of grace, Father, in the name of Jesus? We thank you for another day. We thank you for another opportunity. We thank you for another time that you have made it possible for us to come into your ear gates of your people, God, and for a word of encouragement, for a word to lift them up this morning, God, no matter when and what time they will hear this broadcast, Father, that they will come through, because you are on the throne today, God, and we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Once again, we thank you for tuning into the radio broadcast. It's about time for your miracle, coming from the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida, where yours truly is the founder and pastor, Apostle Dr. Curtis Watkins. We thank God for Lady Watkins, amen, evangelist, Dr. Benita Watkins. God bless you, my wife. We thank God for our church, Mother Brown. We thank God for all the prophetess and elders and evangelists. We thank God for the whole entire congregation there at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. Praise our God. We want to send out our condolence, amen, to the bereaved family, amen, and to the Watkins family. Praise God, in the passing of my uncle, hallelujah, Deacon Don Lee Watkins, amen, out in Arizona. Praise God. We send our love, and amen, we praying for them, the family, to let them know that we're praying for them, and we pray that God would see them through. Pray for them, praise God, because praise God, because we will be funeralizing him on Saturday. Praise our God out there in Arizona. So be in prayer for the Watkins family. Again, I want you to be encouraged. Hold your head up high. Amen. To those that are going through bereavement hour that I may not know about, we want you may know about them. Pray for them that God will see them through. Praise our God. Amen. I just want to encourage your hearts. Amen. From the book of Songs today. Praise God. And I know we were talking about on Monday about being in covenant with God and his covenant towards us. Praise our God. So, and somewhat I may say something about the covenant again, but I want to encourage you today, amen, because the enemy wants you to hold your head down. The enemy wants you to feel like you can't make it. The enemy wants you to feel like, you know, this is the end. What you're going through is not it's not an end to it. It's always something going on. But I want to encourage you to do this from the book of Psalms. I just felt that because we're in covenant with God and we have a right to do this. I want to just encourage you, amen, from the book of Psalms. Psalms is a good some good scriptures to read when you're going through some difficult situations, and when it feel like you just can't make it. Psalms is a good chapters to read, a book to read. According to Psalms 121, David says this: I will lift my eyes up to the hill from which cometh my help. I'm in covenant with God. My help cometh from the Lord that made the heavens and the earth. He that keepeth Israel shall never slumber nor sleep. I'm in covenant with God because guess what? My help cometh from him. He made the heavens. He made the earth. Come on here. And he made everything that dwell in the earth. Come on. So guess what? I'm in covenant with him. He has to do it. Honor his covenant, as we said on Monday. Praise our God. He says, again, he will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth Israel shall never slumber nor sleep. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall never slumber nor sleep. The Lord is my keeper. Oh my God, thy keeper, he's your keeper. He's able to keep you. He's able to bring you out. He's able to bring you through no matter what you're in, because you're in covenant with God. Hallelujah. He's thy keeper. Yes, he is. He will keep you. And what he will do, he will preserve you through everything that you're going through. Hallelujah. He will bring you out. Yes, he will. He will give you that peace that you need. He's your keeper. He's your comforter. He's your leader. He's your guider. Praise our God. And it says that fifth verse, and the Lord shall keep. He shall keep his word. He shall keep his bond towards you. And the Lord shall keep you. He will keep you no matter what. No matter what you're in. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. Oh my God. While you're going through it, he's protecting you. He's a shade upon your right hand. While you're going through that fiery trial, while you're going through that test, he's keeping you in the midst of it. And he said, and the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. Oh, praise our God. He's your keeper today. Come on, when it looks like you're about to go under, when it looks like you're not coming out, when it looks like you're broken, when it feels like you're just all torn, hallelujah, he's keeping you and he's preserving you in the midst of what you're in. Because why? He's in covenant with you and you're in covenant with him. Everything is in the covenant, has already been provided. All you got to do is operate and use the covenant what you're in. Hallelujah, that he has towards us. Again, that sixth verse, and the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. That's what the Lord is going to do. When you're in the heat of your test, when you're in the heat of your fiery furnace, when you're in the middle of the water, hallelujah, you ain't going to drown. You're not going to burn, because the Lord shall, come on, himself. Come on, he's going to protect you, because we're in covenant with him and he's in covenant with us. Praise our God. And his covenant towards us cannot be altered, cannot be broken. Praise our God. And what he says right here, he says in the seventh verse, the Lord shall preserve. Preserve me to do what? Preserve. He's going to protect you. He's going to keep you. He's going to keep his covenant towards you. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. Can nothing come up against the covenant that would try to alter the covenant between you and God? Come on. He said, and the Lord shall preserve thee from all evil, and he shall preserve thy soul. You're protected. You're surrounded. Come on here. With protection. Praise our God. The enemy cannot do nothing. The enemy cannot bring nothing on you to destroy you. He said, and the Lord shall preserve thy soul. Come on. Hallelujah. He shall preserve thy soul. And again, the eighth verse says, the Lord shall preserve thy going out. Come on. And thy coming in. Oh my God. Thy going out and thy coming in. Thou going out and thou coming in. He shall preserve. Come on. That's what he's going to do. Hallelujah. From this time and forevermore, the Lord, he's going to do this. I want to encourage you this morning, on this Friday morning. We're in covenant with God. And we must stay in the covenant with him, because he cannot alter it. He said he's going to preserve thou going out and thou coming in from this time and forevermore. That's a covenant agreement between you and I and God that he has towards us. Praise our God. He cannot alter that. I don't care what the enemy's trying to do. The enemy cannot alter what God's word and his covenant has said over your life. Praise our God. I'm in covenant with God. You're in covenant with him. And we must hold fast to the covenant. We must hold fast to the promises of God. I just want to invite you, just in case you say, Apostle, I don't know, I'm not saved, I don't understand what you're saying about covenant, I'm finna invite you into the covenant. Come on, according to the word of God, he said, if you believe in your heart and thou shalt confess with thy mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead. He said, thou shalt be saved. Come on. And if you believe that, come on, and you confess that with your mouth, come on. He said, thou shalt be saved. And that's all it is to it. You shall be saved. Because why? We're in covenant with God. And God is in covenant with us. And one thing about his covenant, praise our God, towards us, it cannot be altered. It cannot be broken. Hallelujah. Come on. He is a man of his word. He is a man of his word. One thing I like about God, he is a man of his word. He's going to do exactly what he say he's going to do. Because we're in covenant with him. Praise God. And his covenant towards us cannot be altered. His covenant towards us cannot be broken. Praise our God. Praise God for you today. Tuning into the radio broadcast. Amen. I want you to know I'm looking forward to seeing you in some our services. Praise our God. We're about at 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Amen. Well, yours truly again is the founding pastor, Apostle Dr. Curtis Watkins. Amen. God bless you. Covenant with God. When you're in covenant with God, you can do what he says. According to the book of Psalms 121, I will lift my eyes up to the hill because I'm in covenant with God, from which cometh my help. My help coming from the covenant that me and God have, that he has with me. My help coming from this. I know people said we're in, you know, we're going through difficult times and seem like we can't come out, seem like we can't come up, seem like we can't come through. But I'm telling you, because you're in covenant with God and you're in covenant agreement with God, and he has to bring you out. He has to bring you out. Come on. Yes, he do. And again, I said it on Friday. Some people feel and say, well, God don't have to do it. Yes, he do. He have to. Because why? His word is his bond. His bond towards us. Come on. That's his covenant agreement that he has between you and I. When he went to the cross, he made covenant with us. When he shed his blood, he made covenant with us. Come on. When he redeemed us back from the hands of Satan, he made covenant with you and I. So he has to perform it. He has to hasten to his covenant to perform it towards you and I. Hold your head up high this morning. Come on. I don't care. You may be a truck driver. Come on. You may be out on the interstate listening to me. And you may be going through a difficult time in your life. You may be going through a difficult situation right now. But you're in covenant with God. And God has to bring you through. Just like you drive that truck and you driving in that tractor trailer truck and you're going through different cities and different states. Come on here. Just follow me in the spirit realm. You in covenant with God and you're going through difficult things because he's driving you and he's bringing you out of it because you are. You're in covenant with him. Sometimes you run into a lot of rain. Sometimes you may run into snow. Come on. Hallelujah. You may run into a real cold climate. But you don't stop driving. Come on. You don't stop driving. And it's the same way we're in covenant with God. Just because we're going through some circumstances and situations that we're in. Guess what? You got to keep hold. You got to hold fast to the covenant. You got to hold fast to his word. You got to hold fast to what he say. Be like Job. Job say, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Come on. We got to trust God today. We got to trust him when we don't know and we don't see. Come on. You got to trust him. You say, how could I trust something I don't see? How could I trust something I don't know? Guess what? Because we walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by his covenant word that he has towards you and I. The bond that his word has between. That's why we have to get the word in us. We can't have it on us. We got to get it in us. Like say, that word that I've hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. That means, my. That means when we go through circumstances and situations that we won't sin because we won't use the word of God. We'll be able to use his covenant, which is his word, his bond towards us, and he's going to bring us through. We're in covenant with God. It blessed my heart on Monday when we talked about it, and I wanted to sort of, you know, be on the lines of it today on this Friday morning. Hallelujah. You're in covenant with God. And when you're in covenant with God, you're at peace. When you're in covenant with God, you got the joy. You got the strength. Come on. Hallelujah. Again, my favorite scripture that I love so well. Amen. We can quote it in Isaiah 40 and 31. Hallelujah. I mean, it's many scriptures, but and there's one of my favorites. Praise God. Favorite. But they that wait upon the Lord, he shall do what? Renew their strength. He shall renew their strength. They shall what? Mount up with wings as an eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. We're in covenant with God. So guess what? He has to renew us. And he renewed our strength. If we're going to run, we ain't going to be weary. If we're going to walk, we're not going to faint. Come on here. Come on. Because why? We're waited up on God in the covenant. We'll wait up on God, and he has strengthened us. For he give strength to those that have no might. He increases. Come on. He increases your strength. He gives strength to the faint. Come on. Hold on. Hold out. Don't give up. Don't give out. Just hold on. Hold out. Because he that will come shall come. And he's going to do exactly what he says he's going to do. Because we're in covenant with him. Come on, somebody. Praise our God. For he's good. And he's worthy to be praised. Let's do like David declared. I will do what? Lift my eyes up to the hill. From which cometh my help. My help coming from the Lord. That made the heavens. Listen. That made the heavens. And made the earth. Now if he made the heavens. And he made the earth. And everything that's in it. Including you and I. My God, don't you know he's going to take care of us? Don't you know every need is met? Don't you know we don't have to give up and be afraid? Don't you know we don't have to give in and give out? Because he is who he say he is, and he's going to do exactly what he say. He said, I am the Lord thy God. Come on, hallelujah. And he said, I swear. When he couldn't swear by nothing else, he couldn't find nothing else. He couldn't find nothing else. He swore by his word. Come on. Hallelujah to God. That he would do what he said he was going to do. And that's why we have to walk in his covenant. We got to rest in him. We got to delight ourselves in him. Because why? He is a man of his word. He will perform it. Again, according to one translation, he said he hastens to his word. My God, that blessed my heart. He hastened to his word to perform it. He want to do it for you by a miracle. He want to do it for you by a miracle. He want to bring you out. He want to open up the doors. He want to set the captive free. He have already did it. But you got to know that he has done what he say he's going to do. And he's going to bring you through it. Hold your head up high, apostle. Hold your head up high. Come on here, prophet. Hold your head up high, evangelist, pastor, teacher. Come on. Come on, hallelujah. And let's do what? Let's do what? Let's equip the people for what they're assigned to do for the work of the ministry. Come on. He's a covenant keeper. He's a covenant keeper. And all you got to do is hold your head up high. All you got to do is abide in him and let his word abide in you. And you can do what? Ask for what you will. That's a covenant. We're in covenant with God. He has to back his word. He has to back his word. I just wanted to talk to you a little bit this morning. On this Friday morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Friday the 8th. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't matter. It doesn't matter what you're facing with. It doesn't matter because your help coming from the Lord. It doesn't matter what the enemy is trying to say. It ain't going to happen. My help coming from the Lord. And I'm in covenant with God. And God is in covenant with me. And he has to perform his word. He has to hasten to it to perform it. No matter what it looks like. I am healed. No matter what it looks like. I'm the head. I'm not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. Come on, I'm a lender, not a borrower. No matter what it looks like, this is what the word said. I'm saying what the word said because I'm in covenant with God. I'm not saying what the flesh will want to dictate to say because the flesh don't understand the word of God. Only thing the flesh has to do is obey the word of God. Come on. Again, we don't walk by sight. We walk by faith. Again, we don't walk by just certain things. We walk by his word. We rest in God. Rest in Him. When you rest in Him, you got peace. When you rest in Him. Come on. I know my time is going to be up pretty soon. But I want you to know, I have to get up from this radio station. And I have to leave. But He'll never leave you, nor will He forsake you. He'll be with you. He's a very present help in that time of trouble. So this is what you got to know. When you're in covenant with God, He's a covenant keeper, and He will do it. Satan can't alter the covenant. He can't even break the covenant that God has towards you. Come on. You're walking in Him. You're resting in Him. Delight yourself in Him. And He will do what? Give you the desires of your heart. Ask and it shall be given. Hallelujah. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. Come on. That's in covenant with God. You're in covenant with God. Hallelujah. If you're going through sickness, quote what the word says. By His stripes, I'm healed. Come on. You're in covenant with God, my brother. You're in covenant with God, my sister. You're in covenant, young man, young lady. You're in covenant, middle-aged man. Hallelujah, middle-aged woman. You're in covenant with God. So there is nothing that the enemy can do to alter the covenant that God has over us and in us. Come on. So we got to. We must abide upon the shadows of the Almighty. That's in covenant with God. You got to stay in His word and let His word stay in you. Come on. Walk in Him. Talk in Him. Rest in Him. Come on. He's going to come through. He will come through. He has come through. Come on. He has brought us out. Yes, He has. Many situations, circumstances. Come on. You probably was back with face up against the wall. Didn't know how you was going to come out. But because you're in covenant with God and God is in covenant with you, He has to bring you out according to His word. Come on. He said, when thou walkest, we've been saying that, when thou walkest through the fire, you won't be burned. And when you walk it through the water, you won't drown. Come on. He will bring you out. He bless you going out and you're coming in. Yes, from what? This time for and forevermore. He's going to bring you out. Yes, He is. He's in covenant keeper with you. Praise our God. Listen, I want you to join us in some of our services. I want to take time now to invite you to come and join us in some of our services that we have at the Power of Faith Healer and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street. Praise our God. You're here now, so give it to you. But I give it to you. Praise our God. Sunday mornings, we have Sunday morning services. Amen. Sunday school, come and be with us. Amen. 9:30. Then we go into our morning worship at 11. Praise our God. Amen. And we're going to be working on trying to go back to our Sunday evening services right now. Praise our God. We don't have it, but we're going to work going back to our Sunday evening services. Because some of you have been asking us about Sunday evening services. Do we still have them? Praise our God. But Tuesday night is our Bible study, Bible encounter. Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. And then Wednesday night, we have 1 hour prayer. Praise our God. Amen. If God take over, we're there. If not, we in and out of prayer. And then on Friday night is our regular Friday night deliverance service. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on and be with us. Come on and be with us in some of our services. We are looking forward to seeing you there. Oh, amen. And on Tuesdays at noon, we have New Day prayer. Tuesdays and Fridays. Come on. So come and be with us in some of our services. I'm looking forward to seeing some of you all. I meet y'all in the marketplace and you tell me you enjoy the radio broadcast or you enjoy, you'll be online and watching. So I want to meet some of you in person. Praise our God to let you know that we appreciate you and thank God for you. Again, remember this. If you don't remember nothing else I have said, remember this. You're in covenant with God. No matter what the enemy try to bring up against you and try to make you feel like you're not in covenant with God. You're in covenant with God. And the covenant cannot be broken. It cannot be altered. Praise our God. Because He have already spoken it. He has already put your healing in place. He have already put your deliverance in place. It's about time for your miracle. Get what you need. Come on. In this covenant. Stay in the covenant. And the covenant will stay with you. Amen. because it ain't, it's not going to be broken. It's not going to be altered. Come on, hallelujah. Can't nothing be added to this covenant that God has over us. Come on. The enemy may be trying to bring things up against you, but it cannot be added into the covenant of his word. Come on, because he said, I know the plan and I know the thoughts that I do, what that I think towards you. Hallelujah. Not an evil. Hallelujah. Oh, but a peace. Hallelujah. To do what? To give you what? An expected end. That's in this covenant with God towards you. His bond towards you. Amen. Hold your head up high. Come on. Hallelujah. You may say you got knocked down. Get back up, because you're in covenant with God. Don't let the enemy tell you that you can't get back up. You can get back up, my brother, my sister. You can get back up. Come on. Hallelujah. Brush yourself off. Come on. Hallelujah. You can stand on in there. You can stand. Having done all, stand therefore. Having your loins girded about with truth. And have on the breastplate of righteousness. Come on here. Having on the helmet of salvation. Yes. Having your feet shod with the gospel of peace. Come on here. Wherefore take unto you the shield of faith. God, the sword of the spirit. And your loins girded about with truth. Come on. Hallelujah. This in the covenant. And it'll help us stand. Having done all, stand therefore. Hallelujah. We got to stand in the day of adversity. Because why? We're in covenant with God. And God is in covenant with us. And we can make it. You can make it today. You can do it. I can do what? All things through Christ that what? Strengthens me. Come on. So guess what? I'm in covenant with God. And we can make it through this. We can make it through this. No matter what you're facing right now. This very moment. You say, Apostle, I'm facing some difficult circumstances and situations, and I don't know how I'm going to come out. I don't believe I'm going to come out of it. But I hold up. Hold up. Stop right now. Let me stop you right there. You're in covenant with God, and guess what? You're already been brought out. You just got to confess it and believe it. You're already been healed. You're already been delivered. Because it's in the covenant. He said, who the Son set free is free indeed. Come on. By his stripes, I'm healed. It's in the covenant. Come on. No matter what it is across the board. Well, I'm going through a financial situation. But the Lord shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. It's in the covenant. Come on. We just got to walk in the covenant. And we got to rest in the covenant. And we got to believe what the word said. Come on. There is nothing that God cannot do. There's no situation that God cannot bring us out of. He's a deliverer. My time is come and gone for the day. I got to get up on out of here. So guess what? Remember, you're in covenant with God. And God is in covenant with you. And it cannot be altered or broken. All right? Until Monday morning. Guess what? Same station, same time. 9:30, 15:10 on your what? AM dial. It's about time for your miracle.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer, and 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter, at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple with the Power.